4. Technical Advisors. These legal and technical minds of the spirit world were not created as such. From the early Supernaphim and Omniphim, 1,000,000 of the most orderly minds were chosen by the Infinite Spirit as the nucleus of this vast and versatile group. And ever since that far distant time, actual experience in the application of the laws of perfection to the plans of evolutionary creation has been required of all who aspire to become technical advisors. The technical advisors are recruited from the ranks of the following personality orders. 1. The Supernaphim. 2. The Sakonophim. 3. The Tertiophim. 4. The Omniophim. 5. The Seraphim. 6. Certain types of ascending mortals. 7. Certain types of ascending midwayers. At the present time, not counting the mortals and midwayers, who are all of transient attachment, the number of technical advisors registered on Uversa and operating in Orvontan is slightly in excess of 61 trillion. Technical advisors frequently function as individuals, but are organized for service and maintain common headquarters on the spheres of assignment in groups of 7. In each group, at least 5 must be of permanent status, while 2 may be of temporary association. Ascending mortals and ascending midway creatures serve on these advisory commissions while pursuing the Paradise Ascent, but they do not enter the regular courses of training for technical advisors, nor do they ever become permanent members of the order. Those mortals and midwayers who serve transiently with the advisors are chosen for such work because of their expertness in the concept of universal law and supreme justice. As you journey toward your paradise goal, constantly acquiring added knowledge and enhanced skill, you are continuously afforded the opportunity to give out to others the wisdom and experience you have already accumulated. All the way into Havona, you enact the role of a pupil teacher. You will work your way through the ascending levels of this vast experiential university by imparting to those just below you the newfound knowledge of your advancing career. In the universal regime, you are not reckoned as having possessed yourself of knowledge and truth until you have demonstrated your ability and your willingness to impart this knowledge and truth to others. After long training and actual experience, any of the ministering spirits above the status of cherubim are permitted to receive permanent appointment as technical advisors. All candidates voluntarily enter this order of service, but having once assumed such responsibilities, they may not relinquish them. Only the Ancients of Days can transfer these advisors to other activities. The training of technical advisors begun in the Melchizedek colleges of the local universes continues to the courts of the Ancients of Days. From this super-universe training, they proceed to the schools of the 7 circles, located on the pilot worlds of the Havona circuits. And from the pilot worlds, they are received into the College of the Ethics of Law and the Technique of Supremacy, the Paradise Training School for the Perfecting of Technical Advisors. These advisors are more than legal experts. They are students and teachers of applied law, the laws of the universe applied to the lives and destinies of all who inhabit the vast domains of the far-flung creation. As time passes, they become the living law libraries of time and space, preventing endless trouble and needless delays by instructing the personalities of time regarding the forms and modes of procedure most acceptable to the rulers of eternity. They are able so to counsel the workers of space as to enable them to function in harmony with the requirements of paradise. They are the teachers of all creatures concerning the technique of the creators. Such a living library of applied law could not be created. Such beings must be evolved by actual experience. The infinite deities are existential, hence are compensated for lack of experience. They know all even before they experience all, but they do not impart this non-experiential knowledge to their subordinate creatures. Technical advisors are dedicated to the work of preventing delay, facilitating progress, and counseling achievement. There is always a best and right way to do things. There is always the technique of perfection, a divine method, and these advisors know how to direct us all in the finding of this better way. These exceedingly wise and practical beings are always closely associated with the service and work of the universal censors. The Melchizedeks are provided with an able corps. The rulers of the systems, constellations, universes, and superuniverse sectors are all bountifully supplied with these technical or legal reference minds of the spiritual world. A special group act as law counselors to the life carriers, advising these sons concerning the extent of permissible departure from the established order of life propagation, and otherwise instructing them respecting their prerogatives and latitudes of function. They are the advisors of all classes of beings regarding the proper usages and techniques of all spirit world transactions. But they do not directly and personally deal with the material creatures of the realms. Besides counseling regarding legal usages, technical advisors are equally devoted to the efficient interpretation of all laws concerning creature beings, physical, mindal, and spiritual. They are available to the universal conciliators and to all others who desire to know the truth of law, in other words, to know how the supremacy of deity may be depended upon to react in a given situation, having factors of an established physical, mindal, and spiritual order. They even essay to elucidate the technique of the ultimate. Technical advisors are selected and tested beings. I have never known one of them to go astray. We have no records on Uversa of their ever having been adjudged in contempt of the divine laws they so effectively interpret and so eloquently expound. There is no known limit to the domain of their service, neither has any been placed upon their progress. They continue as advisors even to the portals of paradise. The whole universe of law and experience is open to them.